The Snapshot. With neon lights, high kicks and dark humor, Ballerina carves out its own space within the ever-expanding world of the John Wick franchise. Ballerina 8 out of 10 14A, 2 hours 5 minutes. Action Thriller. Directed by Len Wiseman. Starring Ana de Armas, Gabriel Byrne, Angelica Houston, Catalina Sandino Moreno, Ian McShane and Keanu Reeves. Now playing at film. CA Cinemas, 5 Drive-In, Cineplex Winston Churchill and VIP and Cineplex Oakville and VIP. There's no reason to dance around the subject. With a full title like from the world of John Wick. Ballerina, the movie studio Lionsgate is clearly trying to market an unknown hero by riding the coattails of others' success. On the other hand, star Ana de Armas delivers so many exciting kicks, twirls and gunshots in Ballerina that it's easy to forgive the corporate jargon and enjoy the film as the gritty, slick action flick it aspires to be. Most audiences won't be experts in the backstory of John Wick, Derek Kolstad's action series starring Keanu Reeves, and how Armas' character Eve Macaro fits into the world, but that's okay. As a spin-off and fifth entry into a series, the connections to other movies are a wink to mega fans as opposed to necessary homework. Lionsgate, jointly produced with Canada's own Summit and Cineplex Pictures, isn't hiding the idea this is meant to be sheer entertainment. It's still an effective film that tells a clear, simple story with great fights and a strong cast, instead of bloating the story with exposition and extra characters for the sake of production value. Like in the recent John Wick 4, new series director Len Wiseman treats Ballerina with unflinching focus on Eve and her rise from girl to dancer to assassin and elite agent. Read more here. John Wick 4 is an action-packed winner. Review frankly, the story is secondhand to the premise of Eve finishing her training as a Ruska Roma assassin and instead going on a rogue mission to find and kill the man who murdered her family. It's an unoriginal idea at first, but still performed with conviction and a few natural discoveries that the script is serviceable. Where Ballerina really shines is in the stunt department. The focused neon and natural lights on long, uninterrupted shots of fight scenes are calling cards in John Wick movies, and this entry has several sequences of great action, chases and brawls. Ballerina gets more unique by also infusing some uncharacteristic irony, shock value and humor into these scenes. Eve isn't the master assassin like Wick, and I was surprised how often dark comedy was used as a tool in the film. Armas is a strong star as Eve, handling her fights with fists and words equally well, and going toe-to-toe with bosses and better fighters. The best performer is Gabriel Byrne as the villainous Chancellor, whose calmness makes his moral emptiness all the more frightening. The concept of an action spin-off movie in a franchise can often sound bloated. Is this being made as entertainment for fans of world-built-in media? Or is it the shallow cash grab of a film studio wanting to profit on a likable brand? Ballerina is a healthy example that meets both above criteria. If John Wick hadn't grown to its massive level of popularity over the last decade, there would be absolutely no case for Ballerina to have ever been made. And yet, the thoughtfulness in Ballerina's character study and enthusiasm in its stunt sequences make the film a lot of fun to watch. It's a violent, escapist night out that will appease action fans and showcases how a studio can still make a shallow idea entertaining.